of the bath chambers is for ladies only. It had a window looking out to sea, with double panes of glass to let in the light yet keep out the cold air. The glass was thick and blurry. Thus it afforded us privacy from the various men wandering along the path outside. A slave girl came in with a pitcher of cold water and poured it into a basin that stood on a marble pedestal. From this we splashed ourselves to cool off. A masseuse was there to rub oil on my back and shoulders. Then she gave me a strigal, a curved stick made of iron to scrape my skin clean. She offered to pluck the hairs from under my arm as she was doing for other ladies. "No, thank you," I said. "Not this year, madam." Father's ships have not come yet. Messengers bring word that new soldiers are training, but still there are not enough to form one legion, a legion having between 3,000 and 6,000 men. Knowing we are not ready to travel makes me restless, but also I feel a measure of peace because it means Father has not sailed home without me. Meanwhile, vessels from Egypt bring letters from my old friends. I read their words again and again. Theophilus still writes to me in Hebrew to keep my mind active, he says. His report. In the Musaean,